Anything supernatural means it is superior to the natural. That's the meaning of supernatural. Above the natural, beyond the natural. I want to say something before I teach. I've said it over and over sometimes. When we talk about intelligence, it is not the same as intellectual prowess. They are not the same. Intellectualism is you read and pass exam. You can make a first class. You can teach as a lecturer. It is not the same as intelligence. Intelligence is when you are an originator of thought. Intellectualism is mathematics. Intelligence is life matters. Intelligent people solve life problems. Intellectuals pass exam. An intellectual is somebody who reads, they set exam for you, you pass. But when it comes to life challenges, you may not be able to face them. But an intelligent man will still pass the exam with a good grade and still solve problems. So he combines the two. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So we are not just talking about you going to school. You go to school, get the best of results, and still be able to provide solutions to the challenges of life. Joseph was intelligent. Daniel, intelligent. Jesus, intelligent. Are you getting what I'm saying now? That's the type we are going for impartation for. We are, after now, nobody will look down on you. Yeah. Shout a better amen. And I want your heart to be set. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a what? Intelligence is of the mind. God gave you and I sound mind, mind that is sound. So you already have the gift of what? Soundness. I have the gift of sound mind. Now in the Old Testament, if you read Daniel chapter 1, 17 and 20, it says, As for these four children, God gave them knowledge. It was God who gave them. And skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding, that the king inquired of them. Look at the next sentence. Let's read together. He found them 10 times better than all the magicians, astrologers, that were in all Israel. They were 10 times better than all sinners. So after this day, minimum you will be 10 times better than the best sinner. The most brilliant sinner, you will be 10 times more intelligent than that person in the name of Jesus. In 1 Kings chapter 4, it said, while he spake unto me, the spirit entered into me. So while I'm speaking, it will be entering. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? I used to go, and I still do, our pastors go to pray for our children in school constantly. And once in a while, I go to prophesy to them. That is when you say Okuma children. That's why I decided that not for Okuma alone. We go to pray for Okuma children. So don't think that they accept. Most of them were average students who came from nowhere. And they come out as the best in the world. They were not like that. Some of them were just children who were maybe 8, 9, 10 position. They enter Okuma now. They are the best in the world. No matter how dull that person is, as I'm speaking, your brain will spark open in the name of Jesus. In 1 Kings chapter 4, 29 to 31, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and light of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of his country and all children of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men. He was what? They came, if you read 34, they came from every walk of life to sought for the wisdom of Solomon. And they say, a greater than Solomon is here. After this impartation, the world will look for someone who says amen. Supernatural intelligence is real. Intelligence is a product of divine wisdom. God gave Solomon, he gave Daniel, he gave the three Hebrew boys, he gave Jesus. In Mark chapter 6 and verse 2, look at what God, the Bible said about God. He said, and when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence had this man these things? That's talking about Jesus. And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? Who gave him? God. Who gave Jesus? God. Has God changed? Has God changed? He will give somebody who says amen right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is described as the
power and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24, the B path. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. And you and I have the mind of what? Christ. Say with me, I have the mind of Christ. Say like a child of God. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Now, there's a key that turns on supernatural intelligence. What is the key? The key is inspiration. Is what? You can't be intelligent without inspiration. In Job 32, verse 8, he said, but there is a spirit in man, so it's already you, and the inspiration of the Almighty given the what? Now, that's why God said, with all your get wisdom and what understanding. Without understanding, you can't be intelligent. Every intelligent person has understanding. Hope you know. You can't be intelligent without what? Understanding. If they teach you in class, don't understand. Can you be intelligent? No. So an understanding comes from who? The Holy Spirit. Inspiration, by dictionary definition, is the process of being mentally stimulated to do something. I'm giving dictionary definition. Especially to do something creative. That's inspiration. But the biblical definition is inspiration is the movement of the Holy Spirit in the mental faculties of man. Inspiration is your connection to supernatural mental empowerment. The movement of the Holy Spirit in your mental region empowers you to perform supernatural feats by granting you insights into supernatural depths. Without inspiration, there will be no supernatural intelligence. Inspiration has nothing to do with age. It is the breath of the Almighty. And this day, in the name of Jesus, whether the child is in church or not, wherever that child is, the breath of God will make a difference in that child. Inspiration is the master key to the world of supernatural intelligence. It takes the movement of the Holy Spirit in your mental faculty to connect with the higher great order of wisdom. Wisdom that when people see you and hear you, they begin to hail you. They say, well, this fantastic man, this fantastic woman is a genius. Whereas in actual fact, it was the Holy Spirit moving in your faculty as an ordinary man who produced extraordinary results. After this day, if they celebrated Daniel in four regimes, I decree, no matter the government, they will look for you. Amen. You don't have to be a politician to be sought after. Joseph was sought after by Pharaoh. Daniel was sought after by four kings. After this day, somebody will say, amen, governments after governments, they will look for you. Amen. I am speaking to someone in the name of Jesus. A student in our midst, I will be the best student after today. I said it has nothing to do with age. I got deep intelligence at the age of 33. So, some of you are privileged to be born again. I sought for intelligence at the age of what? 33. I wanted my brain to spark. I fed on the book of Daniel. I sat on the book of Daniel. First went, I don't know to go on to that. And then my brain did like, there's nothing you teach me today I won't understand in any field. I operate at a surpassing intelligence that is beyond school. I've told you over and over, went to London to do a course for close to 3 days. In 3 hours, I was done. And the man looked at me and said, excuse me, I've taught professors, I've taught doctors. Who are you? He said, I've been here for 30-something years. He wanted to know where I am because he was talking and I was already finished the course. And he looked at me and said, how do you understand at this frequency? I smiled. I said, I'm a pastor. He said, who is a pastor? What do you mean by pastor? I'm a preacher. I said, preacher what? In his life, he doesn't know what is a preacher. It was a secular course. Don't think I went to read the Bible. In London. I said, what's your preacher? And I opened my Google and I showed mine. He said, oh, you're a celebrity. That's the only way you could know. He said, you're a celebrity. Oh, my God. You're a celebrity. And we laughed over it. But I was shocked because he felt nothing to teach me again. So my money, I paid him. 3 hours, the big money was gone. But I was surprised. I was not like that before. No, I was not like that before. Don't tell your children, carry first. Me, I didn't carry first all my life. There was no day I carry first, no day. I didn't carry second even. I don't think I carried third in my life. Are you guys saying that? But today, there's nobody who was first anything that will sit around me that will not say. I was talking to a first class student. When they carry first, we come out like 8, 9, 10. Or we come out 14, you know, that kind of thing.
He was talking with me, and in less than 10 minutes, he said, "Pastor, you are not like this before. I said, if I'm like that, why do you come to look for me?" He's a member of this church now. He said, "Pastor, you are too, the way you're talking is too far. You are not like this before. I said, if I'm like this, will you look for me?" So he saw the difference between the person he knew and now. I was not also dull, though. I'm a grade one, so I was not dull. But you understand what I'm saying? So don't think that I was dull. I had 3 alphas and 5 credits in my WAEC. So I was not a dull student. But I was not a first student, too. But when I got at the age of 33, I said, "God, I don't like this average life. I wanted to stand at the top. So when I'm talking, somebody should look at me and say, hey, this is not just a preacher. He's a preacher at a different level of intelligence." This day, to everyone who desires an impartation, receive it in the name of Jesus. How to generate inspiration. Number one, study. Number one, what? Then I said, God will impart to them, you will not study. After you're imparted, he said, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Daniel was gifted, but he said, "I, Daniel," look at what Daniel said. Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. He said, "I, Daniel," in the first year, Daniel chapter 9, verse 2, in the first year of his reign, "I, Daniel, understood by what?" So if you don't read, you can't have your inspiration work. If you want supernatural intelligence, you must be a reader. Must be a what? Now, many youths these days don't read anymore. We don't read. It is the reason for mental dormancy and mental retardation. Paul, one of the greatest brains in the New Testament, he made a statement in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. He said, 2 Timothy 4:13, "The cloak that I left in Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books," and what? "But especially the department, my notes." This man was a bookworm. When we are coming from Lagos to Port Harcourt, the thing I guided jealously were my books. When I went at Mike Murdoch's library, I said, wow, he has close to 20,000 books. My own, I'm growing. My father, them, they're in their own class. Are you can see now? Books. I have thousands of books, but not like that. The whole of my room, up, down, are books. Don't think you can be a good person if you don't read. We live in a society where people don't read. We read only when we want to write exams. Don't live that kind of life in this church. If you don't read, you can't be a leader. Leadership is not a position of political office. Many political leaders are not leaders. They are political office holders. They are not leaders. We mistake leadership to be political office. Leadership is leading in your area. If you're a businessman, talk like a what? When you're giving lectures, give lectures. Today, many businessmen in Nigeria are just, they can't even give lecture on business they are doing. Don't be like that. This intelligence impartation, be reading. Be what? I have a complete comprehensive business encyclopedia. Everybody, go and buy business encyclopedia and read business books. So that when you're talking as a businessman, it's not enough to say, I'm selling spare parts. No. Number two, keep the right company. If you want to generate inspiration, keep the right. Hear me, all our children and youth. Stop staying around stupid friends. Tell somebody that word. Iron sharpeneth iron. Wood will not sharpen iron. If you want to be a first class student and you hang around a third class student, it will bring you down. Proverbs 27, verse 17, and Proverbs 13, verse 20. Never hang around people who are going nowhere. Stay around the best of brains who fear God. Are you hearing me now? In fact, if nobody, don't have any friend. Let your friend be the Bible and books. A young man who attended Robert's University, they were telling the father, they said, the only problem he has is that he reads too much. That's what the lecturers gave as a comment. They said, this young man reads too much. So the father said, if it's that one, it's not a problem. That kind of problem, the father likes it. That the boy reads too much. Is that a bad problem? That's the only comment they made. They said, he reads too much. He has to. The father said, I sent him to university to read. I didn't send him to play. When it's true from university, he can do another thing. He was telling us as a testimony. He said, the only comment they made is, your son reads too much. He said, it's not a bad thing. They didn't say he goes to a party too much. Since he reads too much, let him be reading. And that's why I sent him to school. Are you hearing me now? All our children, stop all this, your friends who don't read. Every time they are telling you story, 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 story. Don't hang around such. Finally, number three, the Bible should be your strongest and greatest storehouse of divine wisdom. Make sure every day you invest time in the study of the Bible to enhance your mental faculty. The reason is this. Every time you read the Bible, you're rubbing your mind with the mind of God. And God is the only wise God. So when you, in addition to your books, make sure you read the Bible constantly as a lifestyle. Because you're rubbing your mind with the wisest of all, which is God himself. So every time you read the word of God, your mind is what? Sharpened. Your mind is what? Because who you reason with determines how you think. If you reason with God, you'll be thinking like God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So the Bible is his book. So when you read the Bible, you'll be thinking like the way God thinks. If not, don't ever stay your life without reading the Bible. Make sure that becomes part of your life. Shout hallelujah. Now, impartation proper. In Habakkuk chapter 3, impartation section. Habakkuk 3. Look at verse 4. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was a hiding of his power. Stretch forth your hand in front and say, Holy Spirit, I'm created in the image of God. The power of God is in his hands. This hand, from this moment, transmit the power of God in the name of Jesus. It said, God has given us 2 Timothy 1:7. I've read it already. God has given us the spirit of what? Sound mind. Now, in Isaiah chapter 11, 1 to 3, it says, Isaiah 11, and there shall come forth the rod out of the stem of Jesse, and the branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, talking about Jesus, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of counsel and mind, the spirit of knowledge, and of the what? Fear of God. Look at verse 3. And shall make him of what? In the fear of God. God said, he shall make you of what? Of what? Of what? Quick understanding is different from just understanding. Before the person drops, you have grasped it in. Before the person will land, even the lecturer land, you have gotten the answer. Do you understand? Quick understanding? From this day, receive an impartation of quick understanding. In every subject, the Holy Spirit make your quick understanding in the name of Jesus. And he said, the Holy Spirit shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. May this impartation make him teach you all things in the name of Jesus. And bring all things to your remembrance. Amen. We confirm a testimony. If Jesus had quick understanding, and as Father sent him, so he sent to John 17 verse 18, from this day, everyone will operate at the frequency of Jesus. Amen. That amen is weak. Amen. That amen should be stronger. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Before I close, I've shared this testimony before and over. A boy came to me at the age of 16. I was in Bible school and I said, sir, I'm dull in my class. I want to go to university to study engineering. But I don't have the brain for mathematics and other things. I smiled. I said, small boy, what do you want? He said, please pray for me. I'm not too good in mathematics. I'm an average student in mathematics. And I want to study civil engineering. I'm not too intelligent. And I said, now, do you want to be intelligent? And I prayed for him. At the age of 16, he went to River State University and made first class civil engineering. Went to Coventry University, made distinction in masters. Today he's a PhD holder working in the UK, a member of this church. Our pastor here, who took the second service, he shared it here. It was in first year, and he came to me in the office and he said, sir, I'm not doing well in my faculty. I'm a law student, but I'm not doing very well. I'm struggling in academics. I said, what do you want? And I shared scriptures with him, just what I'm doing now. And I shared scriptures with him. And I said, what do you want? He said, sir, I'm really struggling. And I prayed for him. In his own year, he became the best graduate student in faculty of law. He's one of our part-time pastors. Is that how you clap for Jesus? In the history of Faculty of Law, Riverside University, the best student who has ever come out is a member of this church. We made 4.something. You had it here. In the history, the highest GPA ever recorded in the Faculty of Law is a member of this church. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Okma testimony is very humbling. True. Okma children, when we pray for them, you find out that two Cambridge now they've done mathematics best in Nigeria, 100%. English best. Literature best. Then the one that shook us now is English language as a second choice. Best in the world is an Okma daughter. You're giving Jesus a big hand. Best in the world. That girl you're seeing, she had 100% second language English. Outstanding performance in Cambridge. In the world, not Nigeria. Students, so many have testimonies. Children who are struggling academics, all of a sudden, and it's not only for children, it's for everybody. It's for what? It's for all of us. You agree with me? All your children who are not here that you brought their names and pictures, as I'm speaking now, it will work in their lives. Shout aloud, amen, if you believe it. Jump on your feet. If they were 10 times wiser, how many times? In Daniel chapter 1 verse 20, they were how many times? And in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6, Hebrews 8, 6. But now had he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which is established upon better worth. So if in the Old Testament, say it, if in the Old Testament, they were 10 times better, I'm in a better covenant. I believe the word of God. From this day, as I am imparted with supernatural intelligence, minimum, I'll be 10 times brighter and smarter than the best unbeliever. The most brilliant unbeliever can't match me in any field after this impartation. Anyway, you confess, it is what you say God confirms. After this impartation, no unbeliever beats me when it comes to intelligence. In the name of Jesus. Who impacts? Who gives? The Holy Spirit. And how does he give? Luke 11 verse 13. It shall give the Holy Spirit. Look at what it said. If you then be evil, that's not the part. How know how to give this? How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So you would have to ask for it. It's not just to give you because your child will say, you ask. I'll give you the next few minutes to ask. And then combine that with James 1, 5 and 6. And then you pray before me, I pray for you. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him what? So you have to ask God. That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth none, and it shall be given him. If any man, when he said lack wisdom, don't mean you don't have wisdom. But the wisdom you have cannot match the challenges before you. Yes, wisdom grows. Wisdom what? The wisdom for a bungalow is not the wisdom for cathedral. Is it our cathedral? The wisdom to build it is not the architect, so the wisdom. At every point, I ask God for wisdom. So the wisdom you have now may not be the wisdom you are asking for. So don't say, I have wisdom. No. You need another level of wisdom. Every wisdom has to grow. Has to what? To match. Even school, you need wisdom. The mathematics we did that time and mathematics now is not the same. So mathematics is Sunday school. Primary school students are doing it now. Hope you know. Some of you who went to Sunday school 1970 something can't solve the mathematics of today. You'll be confused. If your children bring it to you, say, what is this? Except you have upgraded your knowledge. So wisdom has to what? Grow. And say, he that lack wisdom, let him do what? Lift your hand and say, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you give me divine wisdom and supernatural intelligence. Take this right hand, put it here, and pray and ask for those two things in the name of Jesus. Ask for those two things before me, I pray. Open your mouth and ask before I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Ask for supernatural intelligence and divine wisdom to work in my life. I ask for supernatural intelligence and divine wisdom. I pray for divine wisdom in the name of Jesus. Like if you can pray the Holy Ghost, pray the Holy Ghost. Zipra pra 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 ketu pra ketu likia koshanto bradia. Ekrosizalo, breketi akotale kezizi. akruse tu prakati akoshanto bregedia kata. Aiketo brezizeli likrato bregedia koshanto bregedia kata. Zili prakato bregedia koshanto bregedia kata legedi. Blessed be God forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Parents, you have this, take this instruction. When you get home, lay your hands on your children. Lay your hands on the what? Because some of them don't know what we are doing. So lay hands on them. Now, every child, if you have their names and pictures, bring them out. Every child you lay hands upon now as a point of contact, I speak to their lives, receive sound mind and send them in the name of Jesus. No child will struggle in academics. No child that will not walk in the fear of God. In the name of Jesus. Their pictures and their names represent them. I decree every child to be the best among the best. All over the world in the name of Jesus. You put your hand and I'll pray. And when I pray, please be very, the same way I pray for the sick, that same way. Put your hand. This is the seat of wisdom. Look at this. This is the seat of wisdom. Now in the name of Jesus. Everyone whose hand is upon your head as a point of contact, receive by the power of the Holy Spirit the divine wisdom in you today. Beat everyone in the name of Jesus. Supernatural intelligence becomes your portion in the name of Jesus. The days of being average, they are over. Amen. You will never be average again after today. Amen. As you are leaving this service, it will be evident that you have been impacted with so much wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Every child you lay hands upon, there shall be release of virtue to those children. Down the hands, their values in the name of Jesus. To any child dull in the brain, I command dullness to come to an end in the name of Jesus. Even children who have special cases, any child with a special case, I decree by this impartation, those children receive the gift of intelligence in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Father, thank you. Because we shall operate at new levels. And if you believe you have received, tell God thank you. Go ahead and tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Father. So we may have received it. I thank you for receiving it. In the name of Jesus.